Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and we're feeling good around here. Welcome to Morning Zay here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Your host, James J. I am joined by Katrina Hittner.
Hello, hello.
And we're joined right now by our good friends from the WeatherEye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How you doing over there?
Doing well. How are things out there?
We're doing all right here, although this weather, it just seems like a summer rainy day out there until you, of course, see that white stuff. That reminds you it's winter. We're getting a kind of a gumbo of weather today with just a little bit of everything. What else does Mother Nature have in store? We have a typhoon coming, we have a tornado. What's going on?
That's right. Yeah, a little less excitement than that, but cloudy skies, a little bit of drizzle out there. Still some of that to contend with here through the first part of the day, and it looks like we could even see a few breaks in those clouds later afternoon hours here before the day is over. But temperatures topping off, but near 50, so a nice rebound with those temps later on today. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, lows at about 29. Still looks like we'll see temperatures on Thursday continuing back up to about 42 with a mix of clouds and sunshine. Thursday night, 22 and partly cloudy. And then Friday, mix of clouds and sun, mid-40s. 25 Friday night, increasing clouds. Chance for scattered snow showers, maybe a little mixed precip late Friday night into Saturday morning, midday. And then mid-40s for highs on Saturday. 25 Saturday night, and then highs still back about mid-upper 40s Sunday into Monday. At this point in time, still looking pretty quiet into early next week. No big systems of concern, at least in that extended outlook. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Paul, this is kind of to be expected. We've saw this coming for a little bit here. It seems like winter is just gonna kind of like we're gonna have to force it out. Mm-hmm. It is the villain at the end of a movie where it just will not die. It's just gonna keep coming back in little ways.
Exactly. Yeah, keep coming back. And you get little glimmers of hope, and then it comes back.
Well, we at least have a heads up, thanks to you guys, the best in the business. We appreciate you, Paul. We'll talk more tomorrow.
Be bad. Sounds good.
Have a good one. Best in the business, right there. Friends at the WeatherEye Weather Center, appreciate them. Love getting these live updates, though. Can't get enough of them. It's really, really important, especially in times like this, in this gray area of weather, where we're just unsure what's coming at us. I really thought he might say a typhoon.
Yes, it was nice that you were like, hey, just tell me what it is so I can be prepared. It was good.
Can you spell typhoon? That's an interesting question. I'm not sure I can. Do you ever Google a word just to find out how to spell it?
Oh, yeah.
All the time. Not only do I do it, I thought for years that I was like alone or like in doing this until I finally saw like a friend of mine doing it, like another teacher.
Yeah.
I think it was one of the words coming up here. I can't remember which one, but it was a word that they pull up their phone and spell check corrects it. I'm like, get out of here.
You do that too?
There was a kinship born in that moment and everything. Yeah.
Nice.
I'm a horrible speller. Appreciate. Appreciate is one of those words that I use all the time, and I have never known how to spell it. Like, I've spelled it a billion times. I've looked it up on spell check a billion times. Still have no idea how to spell it. I don't know what's wrong with my brain. I'm just bad with words, bad with letters.
It's okay. Give yourself a break.
Yeah.
You got to give yourself a break. I feel like also good and bad, but our phones have made us lazy because sometimes it'll just spell it for you. You can talk it out. You can talk text now. I mean, it highlights it when it's wrong and you click it. And then how many people actually focus on, oh, that's how you spell it. So the next time you can spell it better. Again, it comes back to time, right? Like, if we have a little more time, maybe we'd look at it and then realize, oh, that's appreciated. Is it two P's or is it one P? You know, like that kind of thing. But we're in a busy world and we just don't take time to do that. So, yes, spelling is not my forte. However, I am very much into learning to be a better speller. So
I think because I agree with you 100% on the spell check. And I don't know if it's I think that it probably has led to us being worse spellers. I will say, though, I find an appreciation with it, too, because there are words that I never knew how to spell until spell check. And now I know how, at least I have a better idea of how to spell them.
Yeah.
And certain words, I think grammar has helped me a lot with this.
Yes.
And a lot for a lot of people, there and there, like those ones, you know, those kind of things, you and your and that stuff. A lot of people have learned, if they are, they maybe knew the lesson, but because it comes up so much, they've had repetition to help like it sink it in.
Yes.
I think a lot of this stuff too, we lose so much once we leave school.
Yep.
Like there's so many things that literally the day you graduate, just boom, out the brain.
Yeah, right. Because you're, if you are handing in a paper, like a English paper, you're, you know, it'll get circled if like, hey, you could use this word or you should have used this form of that word. So you're right. You're constantly getting those rechecks. And then in everyday life, you don't, unless you have a wonderful sister like I have, who will be like, you need to spell it this way. You're spelling it the wrong way or something like that. I appreciate you, Zan. Thank you.
Shout out to her. Someone looked at Google search stats to find the most common words we struggle to spell. And here are the top 10 most common words we have struggle spelling. Number one on the list, restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
We Google the spelling an average of 95,000 times a month.
Wow.
The part that trips a lot of us up is the A-U in the middle. R-E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T. I always thought of it as rest rant. It's just rest and rant are both in there. I don't know. Never helped me, though. Never did not help me spelling the word. Did not. Pneumonia is number two. I think the only reason pneumonia is not number one is because we use restaurants more than we use pneumonia.
Probably, yes. I appreciate that.
Pneumonia was spelled this way just to mess with us.
Just to,
you know, the person that was going to, I'm going to put a P in this. Mess with people.
Here we go.
That there's, of course, the silent P, and the E-U in the pneumonia is what gets people. So the P-N-E-U-M-O-N-I-A.
Look at, I even spelt that wrong. I just did. I was going to put an H in there. See, I'm really glad you're not testing me now.
Yeah, definitely
like,
not.
Thank
no,
you,
no.
Because then everyone would be like, please, I don't know. I don't. Why is she talking?
They pitch this idea that way. I'm not doing that to my co-host. I'm not doing that to somebody who is in here doing this job for free, nonetheless.
See, I feel like Mel would be like, please test me right now.
Yeah.
And she would be like, okay. Restaurant. You know, it'd be like a spelling bee, and she would rock. She would
feel
rock
like she
it.
Would.
She
feel
was
like,
so good at it.
I feel like Melissa's a good speller, but I don't know if she is. She seems like she is, but I feel like I'm assuming.
Maybe
I
it's just that know. She's got like a really good like confidence in like herself. I appreciate her.
I think that's good. Yeah. And that's funny. That comes up number three, appreciate. And I just felt a little bit better about myself.
Yeah,
I
you
had
should.
No idea. Oh, that's great. I did feel a little bit better.
So there's other people that also are checking on that one, James.
People forget how many P's there are and whether there's a C or an S halfway through. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, it's not that I forget that there's two P's. I always feel like that the... I feel like when I spell it, that the P's aren't together. Like, they're supposed to be together, but I don't put them together all the time. Sometimes it's the dyslexia, I think, in my brain. I'm not sure.
Okay.
A-P-P-R-E-I-R-E-C-I-A-T-E. Let me do that again. A-P-P-R-E-C-I-A-T-E. Appreciate. Feel like we're doing the world's, like, most boring spelling bee. Like this. Receipt. Receipt came in next.
Receipt gets me so tired.
It's a good one. It's a good one. It's a rough one. Remember, it's I before E except after C. This is where that word, that little rhyme comes into play. R-E-C-E-I-P-T. That is just a word that they want to mess with us. That's all. Why come up with the whole I before E if you're not going to even...
The English language is hard. It's tough.
It you can really tell that it wasn't just one person sitting down and be like, all right, this is how we're gonna do the English language. These are the rules and all that. You can tell it's like millions of people coming together. Yes. Like, hey, what about this? Hey, what about that? And that's a good thing, as we talked about earlier. You
collaboration.
Encompass, collaboration is a good thing. It also leads to this sometimes, where you've got a little bit
messy collaboration.
Beautiful. One of the greatest words there is. tough because it's got three vowels in a row. B-E-A-U-T-I-F-U-L. Mm-hmm. I do agree that it is tough because of the vowels in a row. That one, I don't know why. It is the definition of sounding it out to me.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were in grade school and they were telling you to do this, mm-hmm. this was one of the first words I would do mm-hmm. it with, because it really is how you say it, like mm-hmm. beautiful.
Beautiful.
Kind of mm-hmm. really comes
yep.
out.
Yep, exactly.
Another tough one, niece.
Mm-hmm.
People can't remember if it's an I-E or E-I.
Mm-hmm.
N-I-E-C-E.
Mm-hmm.
I-E it is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A little similar. Maintenance. We forget where the A's and the E's go.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. I'm looking at it literally right now and having a hard time spelling it. Like, it's right in front of me. M-A-I-N-T-E-N-A-N-C-E.
Mm.
Maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I was never good at spelling bees, so I feel like I got like a.
Do you feel kind of like you're back to like
yeah.
maybe what would it be like third grade or something
yes,
like that?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Bougie. Like yeah. you bought the expensive champagne. That's very bougie. That's very bougie. Mm-hmm. Bougie. B O U G I E. Yes, mm-hmm. that's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
And congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
We Google it a lot, partly because we write it on Facebook so much. And, mm-hmm. and of course, too, you know, anybody in a birthday card
yeah, birthday
or anything
card,
like that.
Right, or, I mean, you do the easy congrats.
Yes. I go with congrats a lot. Yes. Yeah. That's my go-to. One time my father did help me with whole shortening of words
mm-hmm.
and everything.
That's good. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. Congrats, congratulations. Congratulations. I know that there are plenty of other ones out there too, but these are the top ones.
The top Google
that
ones. Yep.
Have struggled with. With a total of 1,089,819 letters, it's understandable that this could get a little scrambled
yeah,
sometimes.
Absolutely.
A big shout out to words.com for putting this list together. I thought this was pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We will go ahead and we'll take a break right here. We're going to go and come back with Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club. A little bit later after Melissa's news, we'll have our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our friends at Quality Plus Printing. All that coming up for you right here on the morning show at WFHR.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're about to do is do some celebrating. What you're about to do is sit back, listen to that, and maybe head on over to Misty's Menu because they're open right now.
Yeah.
Misty's is back to their original hours, 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Sure appreciate our friends over at Misty's. We have just one name on the list today.
Mm.
So we do want to go ahead and put the spotlight on that person, but we also want to remind you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries, mm-hmm. everybody. Do us a favor, send them to info@WFHR.com. You can go ahead and direct message us on Facebook as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like our page, WFHR, like the page, direct message us your birthdays that way. Or you can send them to james.maloff@civicmedia.us, james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Encourage you to do that. First up, though, we want to wish a very happy birthday. Put the spotlight on Jeremy Nidalin.
Happy birthday, Jeremy.
Enjoy your day, Jeremy. We hope it's a great one for
yeah.
you. You're our qualifier.
Woohoo!
Instant qualifier, just like that.
I guess for Jeremy's sake, he probably doesn't want you to call to put your birthday in there, but for everybody else's sake, do it because it's fun. If you, like, I forgot somebody's birthday and I heard it on the radio and I was like, I'm so glad that's on the radio, because then I called them and I wished them a happy birthday, and it's fun. You get to like celebrate with
yeah,
people.
Yeah.
So absolutely.
We know that we've got our friends in Sweden and Finland listening
yes.
and they listen for these things.
Yes.
So, you know, they love it too.
Mm-hmm.
Get us more of these birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with
mm-hmm.
you, everybody.
Can I just do a tiny, tiny shout out, because my mom's birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
She'll be on your birthday list tomorrow.
Okay.
But can we just wish her a happy
yes,
birthday, because I'm
definitely.
Here now. So
yeah.
happy birthday, Mom. I love you.
Oh, she is wonderful.
She's the sweetest thing.
Oh.
She's the sweetest thing.
It was in, well, not recent reason, but it was in the
like
recent memory.
The anniversary sale, you met her, I think,
yeah.
officially. And
it was
you
the
were probably
first time.
Like, aha, now I know.
so much became
so much more
so clear.
Your family.
So much clearer.
Stephen is like Michael. Katrina is like Barb.
Yes.
And my sister, she's a combo of in between.
Is she?
That.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Very, very similar with our family. Mm-hmm. Very similar. My dad, me, my mom, my sister, my mom, and my brother, that combination of the two. And I mean, we say that, but if you guys don't know her, I'm telling you, yes, 100%. She's so right about this. In all the right ways, too. There's very few people that I've met that shortly and that briefly and been like, this is a wonderful soul.
Yeah, I think she like hugged you.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's
she was
classic.
Awesome.
Yeah. My mom, she will hug you when she meets you, and she will be like, "Hey, you should come over for coffee. Let's hang out. Let's chat." I love her.
A wonderful lady. Wonderful lady. Wish her a happy birthday from us, too. Of course, we'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah,
on the
tomorrow.
Show.
You can do that yourself. Yeah.
We take a look at some celebrity birthdays real quick, and we wish another Wisconsinite a happy birthday. Happy birthday to J.J. Watt.
Oh, yeah.
34 years old from Mr. Watt, just recently retired.
Mm-hmm.
Justin James is what the JJ stands
Justin
for, if anybody
James.
Was worried about, wondering about that one.
I wonder if he's like a you know, in their family lineage where his Justin, although that's not like an older name, but why he went by JJ.
Yeah, I don't know. His brother goes by TJ, and then there's Derek.
Okay.
Like, then, I don't know. I mean, Derek didn't want to use his middle name apparently or something. And I will say this: Justin Watt doesn't sound the same as JJ Watt.
Yeah, sure. I get that.
I also know that JJ Watt did not grow up in the 80s. Because when I was a kid, I could have gone by JJ, but I was not going to do it because Dynamite!
Oh,
I did not want
right.
to have people saying every 5 seconds, oh, like JJ Walker from Good Times, which was my favorite show as a kid and stuff.
Yeah.
So, or one of my favorite shows. So I didn't want to be tied to that and have everybody saying that catchphrase to me my
know.
Whole life.
In hindsight, maybe you should have. That kind of sounds
like I should have. Oh,
like,
yeah.
I mean...
Plus, JJ on the radio works. Like, I think JJ sounds better than James, even.
Okay, so let's switch it. We're going to start the rest of the show. And here it is, JJ. JJ Maloff.
I feel like, too, people are going to listen and be like, well, oh, they finally got rid of that James. Who's this JJ?
Right? Oh, his voice sounds really similar, though.
I don't think he doesn't sound half bad. Of course, JJ Watt, not only Wisconsin's own, but a guy who played for the Badgers, gave them not only gave them a great collegiate career, but gave so much to this state, even in his pro career, even though he never played here in his pro career, continued to do a lot of things for nonprofits and that sort of thing. After playing at Central Michigan and Wisconsin, drafted by the Texans, and I believe a Hall of Fame career. I think that he has had enough of long enough of a career to have a Hall of Fame career. I don't know. I think he's going to go in. Let's see here. Constance Wu is 41. Mm-hmm. Fantastic actress. Mm-hmm. Crazy Rich Asians, Fresh Off the Boat. She's been in a couple of things like that. Mm-hmm. Really good work. Back-to-back in fantastic actors. Constance Wu, we go from her to Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, yeah. She's just sweet. And she plays a similar role, but she does have diversity of roles, but she plays her roles well. Like, I feel like she plays herself.
Yeah.
When I think of her roles, like, I feel like she plays herself really well.
I think, Elle Woods, Legally Blonde movies, I think that that's a little bit of that. You see a little of that in Big Little Lies. She was in that. But
Sweet Home Alabama.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You see a little bit of it. In the rom-coms, you see a lot of that. Where she's, I don't want to say she's playing herself, but you can see a little of her in those roles.
Yes.
Now, you see her play June Carter Cash in Walk the Line.
Mm.
You'll see the thespian. You will see the actor that, this is why she's not. Nominated and wins an Academy Award.
Yes.
This is why, she's, I think one of the, I hate doing it like this, but I can't help the sports brain in me does this. I would say she is top 100 actors in the world.
Yeah.
That may seem, well, top 100, that's not that good. There's a lot of actors.
There's a lot of actors.
I do want to send a shout out to her for doing TV because she recently jumped into the TV game doing a show, The Morning Show. And it is one of my favorite TV shows there is. Her and Jennifer Aniston do this, and their chemistry and the way that they work together and fight and all that. It's so good. She has grown as an actor by leaps and bounds, and I think a lot of it has to do with doing that show with Jennifer Aniston and Billy Kudrup. Incredible writing. It's a very good show. She's a really good actor. Let's see. Guillermo Diaz is 48. Huck and Scandal and a good character actor. Been in a couple of things.
Nice.
Keegan-Michael Key is 52. The taller part of Key and Peele. Mm-hmm. another Second City actor. I like Keegan-Michael Key. He's got a lot of famous bits from Key and Peele that he's done over the years.
Nice.
Let's see here. Matthew Modine is 64. He was Dr. Martin Bremer on Stranger Things. Mm-hmm. Many people remember him as Private Joker in Full Metal Jacket, probably his greatest performance. Gross Anatomy, he was Luden in Vision Quest. Matthew Modine, a big actor in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. I haven't seen much of it recently. He hasn't.
Yeah, Stranger Things, I think, is one of those few roles he's done. He was in the Batman movies, too, though. He was in those as well. He had a small role in them, but he was in those. Let's see here. Carlton Cuse is 64. Lost creator whose other shows include Amazon's Jack Ryan and Amy's Bates Motel. Also did the vampire show The Strain.
Mm.
Let's see here. Bob Costas is 71. One of the smartest people you will ever hear doing sports.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bob Costas knows his stuff, knows it inside and out. Whether you like him or not is here or there.
Right.
You know, the announcer game is all opinion-based and stuff. But I don't think you could deny his brain. Like, he is a historian. He knows the game so well. And whatever game, and one of these guys can call multiple sports.
Yep.
I always admire that. The Al Michaels, the old school guys that can do Wimbledon and football, you know, like do these different things.
It's crazy because there's lots of intricateness that you need to know and say it quick and like have that conversation about it. So that is really great.
It's part of why when you hear me talk about like Randy Paul or even going back to like Bob Look or any of the other announcers, where you know, Dave, a lot of the people we've had in this building or in the old building really but in this station, being able to, that you had to be able to cover multiple sports because we didn't have the bodies to be able to. Even our heyday, we didn't have enough people to cover multiple, you know, this person for this sport, that, you know, we had a Terry Steak mainly focusing on wrestling, sure, but Terry did other sports as well, of course. That's kind of, you have to have that in radio. I think that the old school guys like Costas and a lot of those guys, Michaels, that they're still built like that. Nowadays, hey, you're going to do baseball. Hey, you're going to do this. I admire those guys that could do it all. Andrew Lloyd Webber is 75 today. One of the greater composers of all time. Jesus Christ Superstar, Evita, Phantom of the Opera, Cats. Whether you like Andrew Lloyd Webber or not, Andrew Lloyd Webber has had quite the career.
Absolutely.
Quite an amazing career. Like, incredible. I don't know. You can't talk about theater without talking about him.
Yeah.
Wolf Blitzer is 75. He'll celebrate with his brother Coyote and Fox. No, I'm joking. I have no idea.
I'm sure he's gotten that one before.
He has to have. I always thought he did a good job. This isn't good to say necessarily about a journalist, but the thing I remember about Wolf Blitzer the most is not his name or his, like, him covering this story or what have you. His beard always seems to be perfect. He's never had a weird or like an unkept beard or anything like that. Also very good at what he does. I'll mention that too as well.
Yes.
I say this all the time about this man, and I can't stress enough how much I mean this as a compliment, a huge compliment. Nobody has ever done more with less than William Shatner.
Yeah.
Happy 92nd birthday to William Shatner. Nobody is going to tell you that William Shatner is a thespian or William Shatner is a crooner or a great singer or anything. Mm-hmm. Yet, William Shatner has been relevant through four decades, has had TV shows, hit TV shows in four separate decades, has been in movies in four separate decades, has stayed relevant, has had Grammys, have been nominated for Grammys at least, or had hit albums and things like that. Like, all of these things this man has done, and at 92 is still not done.
Still doing it, which is impressive.
I have all the respect for Mr. Shatner, and I say those things as a credit to him.
Yes.
Not as a determinant or anything. They're going to make fun of him. Can't stress it enough. A great, great career. Let's see here. And then we move on to some people no longer with us, like another great character actor, Carl Malden, born in 1912, passed away in 2009. Star of the Streets of San Francisco with Michael Douglas. It was actually Michael Douglas's first breakout role.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Malden, though, the older he got, the more he drank. And the more he drank, the worse his nose got.
Oh, sure.
So The Streets of San Francisco was kind of like one of his last real big roles and stuff. And during that, they actually had to get really creative in filming. And you will notice, if you go back and watch old episodes, sure, you will only see him at certain angles and stuff. So they didn't do it like a head-on shot and that kind of thing very often.
Makeup didn't cover it.
Makeup could not cover that, yeah. Marcel Marceau is born on this day in 1923, passed away in 2007. The Magnificent Mime. He was also a member of the French Resistance during World War II and helped smuggle children out of France during the Nazi occupation. Marcel Marceau, obviously, you cannot talk about miming without mentioning Marcel, but I don't think you could talk about history. I don't think you can talk about World War II without mentioning him either, in part because of the great work that he did there.
Yes.
There literally is no number on how many lives he saved through that.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Let's see here. One of the Marx brothers, Chico, born in this day. Chico, born in 1887, passed away in 1961. I was a Groucho guy, but I always liked Chico.
Chico's like the older one, right?
Yeah, Chico was the usually like the Latin one. Like, the guy, Mark Harpo. You had Harpo, Chico, and of course Groucho. And composer George Weill, born on this day in 1916, passed away in 2003. Composer of the Ballad of Gilligan's Island. One more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Jeremy Nydland.
Happy birthday, Jeremy.
Celebrate, enjoy, and have fun with our friends over at Misty's Menu. Sit back and take a listen to Melissa's News and hang out with that. And then, of course, coming up in just a little bit, we'll have our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our friends at Quality Plus Printing. All that coming up for you right here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a great Wednesday out there. Happy hump day. I was just waiting for it to kick in a little bit. I can't help it. It's Sonic Youth. It's Distortion. It's my youth. It's such a part of my youth. I love Nirvana, and I love a lot of the grunge. None of it happens without this.
Yeah.
None of it happens without Sonic Youth, in particular, but some of these bands that really brought Distortion back out of the punk ground and into kind of, I don't want to say mainstream, but right under mainstream.
Yeah.
Like, whatever's right under mainstream, that's where it was. And that's that riff, that guitar right there, is basically the essence of everything that grunge created.
Yeah, it's true.
It starts right there. We're going to be joined by our friends Phil Hartley and our friends over at Quality Plus Printing any moment. Looking forward to Phil joining us and getting whatever word he's got for us today.
Are you ready to prepare for the wacky word?
I cannot imagine what he's got for it, because he just keeps kind of like raising the bar on himself. He keeps setting a higher standard with it. So we'll see where he goes with that.
Yes.
I am going to pull an audible here, actually, because I didn't get the chance to look at it too much during the break. But I did see that Steph messaged us, and I'm going to go ahead and just read this right on the air.
Let's do this.
Because Hoozle's Rise to Music Competition registration is open.
Yes.
It's open. So musicians, please encourage your fellow musicians and yourselves to register for Hoozle's Rise to Music Competition. We'll let you know how you can do that. You can get to go to Hoozle's, reach out to our staff here. There's a bunch of different ways. We'll get into more of that later on, but did want to let everybody know officially Hoozle's Rise to Music 2, the sequel.
The sequel.
Is coming, and registration is open for everybody.
That's funny that she sent that to you today, because I was just thinking, I'm excited for this summer. I got a chance to go to that once, which is great, and I definitely want to go again. It was really fun, and I also really enjoyed when the guests would come on air and I got a chance to interview with you. I mean, I got to sit and listen to really awesome music. I did that, I think, twice with you.
Yes.
And it wasn't the people that I saw. So I felt like I almost went three times.
Oh, cool.
Even though I only went once, and I would definitely go again. It was fun, and Hoozle's just does such a good job. It's fun to go there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good entertainment. So anyone that has aspiring, you know, this aspiring talent, musical talent, do it. It's so fun.
Yeah.
It brings people together. We were talking about music earlier. Who doesn't like music?
Spread the word.
Tell all your friends.
We are joined every Wednesday by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, James. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Let people look behind the curtain a little bit here. Phil was just in studio yesterday working with Seth and I on some commercials and different things. Mm-hmm. It was good to have you in studio, Phil.
Thanks so much. I appreciate that. And I want to add that I have aspiring talent, but I don't know what it is yet. But I'm aspiring to have it.
One day, Phil. One day, you know, it's gonna show itself. We're gonna take complete advantage of it.
Keep dreaming a dream, man. That's what I try to do. No, thanks for having me in yesterday. It's a pleasure to be over there, and it was fun. I enjoy the atmosphere you guys have. It's very welcoming and very energetic. And it was neat talking to Pam too, and listening to Carl's voice again. That she had recorded, it was just.
We had a lot of fun with that, and it was good seeing you. Phil, how are things going over at the shop this morning?
Oh, busy. You know, it's National Goof Off Day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're celebrating here. Mm. I don't know how long we'll be open. Might be hit and miss today. I don't know.
You guys always have a good time over there, it seems like. It's always good spirits, always good vibe over there.
No, thanks. No, you got to keep the spirits up, you know, and we're busy, which is good.
Yeah.
But, you know, part of my job is... as being the grand poobah here, I guess, is to try to make sure people are in a good mood and like what they're doing. And if they do that, we're going to be in a good way. So, yes, we try to keep everybody happy and help each other out. You know, that's part of the deal.
Phil joins us every Wednesday with a word, a wicked awesome word. What do you got for us today, Phil?
So this one I can pronounce, James, good. You know, because some of them I've struggled with. This one's pretty easy. Gambit.
Ooh.
Gambit. And watch how you say it. It's not what you think I'm saying. A gambit. It's not a swear word.
Yeah.
But it does mean, you know, like a strategic move. Or it could be in like a game you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's Parcheesi or Domino's or whatever. Or politics. Or even in business. You know, it was a gambit to buy this business. You know, or it's a gambit to... pick a type of music you're going to play on the radio station. You know,
right.
The strategic move, you got to decide to do it and see, you know, and try to make it work out. It's also Gambit, one of my favorite X-Men characters.
I was just going to say the same thing. I was just going to say the very same thing. You're so right about this.
Sorry, James.
No, right? It's cool. We got one of the same ones. That's easily like my second or third favorite X-Men, or certainly like superhero, let alone X-Men.
Anybody can throw playing cards and have they blow up. It's going to be good.
Come on. It's such a cool superpower. It's an awesome story. He's got the Cajun accent. He's got Le Marchand, Manon. Yeah. He rocks. Gambit rocks.
I can't remember his name, but yeah. Yeah, no. So yeah, it's a cool word. When I came across that one, I got to use that one. And I was hoping that I knew that you would get the reference on the X-Men.
Oh yeah,
I guess we go with that.
It also brings us back to, like, because some of the words that you've used are just fun and just cool and words that we get a chance to use in our lexicon very often or anything like that. I think it's fun to bring up one of these words that we don't think about all the time, like gambit. Like, you know, it's a fun word to say. Canal is a fun word to say. We say it all the time, but go ahead and try saying the word canal without a little funk in it. Like, canal. Yeah. You can't help it. It's a fun word to say. Is it omnipotent? What was it? The one that you had, onomatopoeia. Yeah, that's a fun word, but I also think these are kind of fun sometimes too. It's almost a reminder of, hey, the English language is a lot of fun. It can be frustrating sometimes, but it can be a lot of fun.
It's our canon. It's fun looking for these words and listening for them. And when I'm out, even in the community or a business here, I try to listen and see if I catch something that I haven't heard in a while that we could use for this. And so I'm happy to bring up the French Cajun word gambit.
Katrina and I earlier were talking about the most hard to spell words, the words that we all struggle with the most. We are going through those. Phil, is there a word? Is there words or a word that, you know, stands out to you that you have a difficult time spelling? For me, it was appreciate. Appreciate was a tough one. I always seem to run into that, having tough with that one.
No, that's a very good one. I was trying to think of some words, because there are when you're typing, and every time I finish a sentence, you go, I did that again, you know?
Yeah.
With his words.
Yes.
There are a couple of them. And, of course, it's going to come off the top of my head right now.
Well, it's one of those things you don't think about until it's actually happening. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when you're typing something 3 hours from now, it'll happen. And it'd be like, oh, that's the word. That's the one I should have said. It never happens. So it's not at the top of your head.
I've typed believe backwards many times and have it corrected. And
Just
words with the I before E thing.
Yeah.
You know, and okay. Yeah. But, there's a bunch of those in English language, that's for sure.
They will get every letter right over at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out over there. Visit our friends at Quality Plus Printing today, and especially if you haven't stopped by the store before in a while, you go ahead and drive past, you're going to see that sign with always something fun out there, and you are going to enjoy the atmosphere of over at Quality Plus Printing. Encourage you to head there with all your printing needs.
Yeah, thanks, James, and have fun on National Goof Off Day, everyone.
You as well. Mm-hmm. You as well, Phil. Say hi to everybody over there for us, okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Take care, you guys. Have a great day.
You have a great day, too.
Okay.
Take care, Phil. We'll talk next Wednesday. Appreciate our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Hey, be sure to find, you can find out more by bookmarking their webpage, qpprinting.com. That's qpprinting.com. Got a great Facebook page. Be sure to follow along with all the great stuff they have over there with that. Just type into your search bar, Quality Plus Printing, and visit them. They're open right now at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. That's 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can always give them a call if you'd like, 715-423-7440, 423-7440. We are going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and have some more fun. It's Kat and James taking it through your morning here at WFHR. Welcome back to the morning show, everybody, here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Katrina and James here with you. I have to tell them this. I keep doing this to you. We get these conversations off air, and then we're right about to come back from break when I put something out there that you have to. I have to respond to him,
and then I'm like, oh, there's 2 seconds left, and I go, yep.
Yeah, I mean, what can I do?
Okay, to be continued.
I apologize. It's not a fun way to treat
something. I think actually you do it on purpose. I love throwing things out there and seeing a response, but can't get a response. And see.
That would be me.
That would be you. And I'm different. I'm like, I love putting information. I like asking people questions. Mm-hmm. I don't like answering the questions. So I'm kind of like that, but in a little bit different.
I get you.
So, yes.
I think we're finding a relatability here between the two of us on this one.
Yes.
I did have a couple of loose things I wanted to touch on just to get to. I mentioned Hoozles Rise to Music Competition is open again.
Yeah.
Encourage you to go to hoozlesatthelakes.com. You can do that to find out more information and to register. You can also just type into your search bar, I would say, a quick way of doing it is just say hoozlesrisetomusic.com. If you type that into your search engine, it'll take you right to the page.
Yeah.
But do spread the word about that, everybody. Let in every musician you know about it. We want a huge round of people for this.
And it'd be fun to get like lots of different genres too, which would be really fun. And then again, remind everyone when it is in the future to come and have, you know, be like, hey, let's meet out at Hoozles because it's such a fun atmosphere to go to.
Registration closes April 30th. Each Thursday from June 8th to July 20th, acts will compete for a slot in the finale on July 27th. The audience and a panel of judges will vote for their favorite acts, determining the winner of each night. On July 27th, all 7 weekly winners and the fan favorite vote will compete for the winning title. Mm-hmm. The qualifying winner each Thursday will be invited to an interview the following week with WIRI and WFHR and have an opportunity to sing the national anthem at a Rafters baseball game featured on our website and Facebook page.
That's so much good publicity right there. Yeah. Wow.
Talking with Steph about this, we have a winner, but they're not able to join us on the morning show here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's okay. We'll get them on Director's Cut. Because
we've
got that now as
an
option.
Right.
I also will be opening Director's Cut up to these not just the winners, but people who participated. Mm-hmm. And maybe they came in second, or maybe the fans really liked them, or something like that. This is another opportunity for us to grow our communities, not just a creative world, but letting other people know about these artists too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great way to do it too, to showcase them.
Obviously, you know, any chance to shout out Steph, I'm going to do it. And I admire and appreciate the work that she does so much. And a big shout out to Steph. This mm-hmm. is one of her babies. It means a lot to her, this one. She's worked really hard on this. I do want to send a shout out as well to Hoozles.
Yes.
Because this is a competition. This is something, you know, the first year you do something, most people don't understand that the first year you do something, you're building something. Mm-hmm. You're not going to probably get the greatest turnout. Mm-hmm. You're not always going to have the greatest feedback or public community, you know, interaction and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Hoozles Rise to Music did very well last year.
Yeah.
But I could see as a business, well, we want more, we want better, what have you. Mm-hmm. And maybe you don't give it something a second chance. The doing this again not only shows you how well the community responded, how well the first one did,
mm-hmm.
but they're enjoying this. They're mm-hmm. liking this. And mm-hmm. they're putting back into their community. They are investing in their community doing these things and investing in the creative community doing something like this, having an event like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
A big shout out to Hoozles for doing this one. We appreciate that so much. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Is it June yet? I want to get to this already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know.
This is an interesting one, Katrina. I don't always go to these TikTok trends. Mm-hmm. One, because I have no idea what I'm talking about.
But do you feel like you're dating yourself a little bit?
A little bit. But also, sometimes they're just silly, and I don't want to encourage, mm-hmm. I'm all for silliness,
yes.
not for dangerous silliness.
Yeah, right.
Not for putting yourself in danger or anything. Well, have you heard of this yet, or maybe even gotten into on it? A recent TikTok trend called the Everything Shower is picking up steam after the Wall Street Journal just did a story about it. It's when you take an extra long shower, maybe an hour or more, and basically give yourself a full spa treatment once a week.
Hmm.
People on TikTok, mostly women, are posting videos showing off their routine. Instead of just washing yourself down at an everything shower might include stuff like facial treatments, a full body exfoliator, a deep conditioning hair mask. I have no idea what that is. A detoxifying scalp scrub. So basically every beauty product you've got.
Yeah, just all in that one
bring
time.
Bring it all
yes.
out. Some people also light candles or sit around in a robe when they're done to give it even more of a spa day feel. And the point is to relax and treat yourself. Fans of the trend say it's good for your physical and mental health. I said before, I don't normally like touching on these because some of them can be dangerous and all
mm-hmm.
that. Why weren't they doing these earlier? Like this is the trends they should be like doing.
Right?
These are the kind of things that they should be promoting and everything. Yes, this is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I thought at first the trend was that you have to take a shower for an hour when
yeah,
you first
yeah.
said that. But now I'm like, oh, okay. You take a shower and then you maybe, you know, do your scalp treatment and your nails or you know, whatever you're going to do. Obviously, I'm not very good at these things because I'm not.
I got nothing either. I'm with you.
I agree with what you're saying. Like, treating ourselves, it's a great way, like, you can be more economical, like, right, you're saving yourself money. You can't maybe go to a spa every week or even every month or even every year, let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
So what a great way to do it yourself and spending a little more time on self, I think, is another good thing.
Yeah. Having the time to be able to do this is difficult.
Yes.
That part is a crux. But mm-hmm. if you can get the wiggle room and get the time, I think that's great. I think, gosh, even if you're not doing all this extra stuff, if you're just hanging out
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have to be a set hour, but
right.
for whatever amount of time you need to kind of just unwind a little bit
yeah.
and uncondition. We already knew this as parents.
Mm-hmm.
We use the bathroom as our sanctuary to get away from our why is the sky blue? Dad, why is the sky blue? Dad, you know, the
every in the bathroom. Hold on.
Just one second. But not that they leave you alone
no,
in there at all.
Really
they don't. But
they
you know,
don't.
We think you know. For I think like once or twice it works.
Uh-huh.
Like you the sanctuary of the bathroom, but that dies out real quick.
Right.
So we knew this already.
Mm-hmm.
We knew that the bathroom was a sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of. any chance to kind of treat yourself a
mm-hmm.
little bit. I think that that's important in life. I think you need to do those things and find those moments. I think we also need help doing that sometimes.
Yep.
So if you are a single parent and you need a day like this, reaching out to a friend or somebody like that, I think is a very good idea. Mm-hmm. Maybe, hey, can you take the kids for an hour? Can you just come over and watch the kids for an hour? I'm going to be in the back.
Yeah, great.
You're going to hear some music. You're going to hear some noises. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. You know, whatever you got to do for your mental health, for your own well-being.
Or your kids are sleeping, and so that's the time when you do that. You know, whatever, whatever can work for the individual, or just... And again, you can look at it a totally different way. Maybe this isn't for you. Maybe it's like going to the gym, or maybe it's exercising. I mean, there's different ways. But ultimately, what you and I are trying to say, and what this is trying to say, is to take a little time to focus on what is important to you, and focusing on your health, right? Whether that's a spa, or that's exercise, or that's just downtime reading, like giving yourself some of that time.
You deserve it, and your family deserves it, because you do this for yourself, and it bleeds into your family. It helps them as well.
So you can be a better self for them, too.
Yeah, You can't do anybody, you're not going to do anybody any good if you can't take care of your own backyard.
Yeah.
If your backyard is in shambles, it doesn't do you any good to tell your neighbor, hey, your yard doesn't look very good. Mm-mm. How's yours looking, buddy? How's your, it goes a lot much farther. I also like the idea of this, because... Like, I can't be the only person that... I'm sure there's billions of people that have done this, where you brush your teeth in the shower because you're in a hurry.
Yep.
So you're trying to rush. That seems like this only relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you do stuff in the shower because it's fun to be in the shower.
Yeah.
I also, though, had this completely wrong. Going into this article, I thought this was basically, they just stole this from Kramer from Seinfeld. Oh, and Kramer's still got the built-in, food disposal or whatever in the shower.
Turned out to be a little different.
A little different. I like this one much better. Mm-hmm. A lot better. And encourage people to give this one a shot. Go ahead and try this and do this for yourselves. This is the first TikTok challenge, or maybe one of the only TikTok challenges, other than like the, I don't know if the dumping the water over it, the ice bucket challenge. I don't know if that counts as one of these or not, but that
was
one
of the first.
That was one of the first
ones, right? Again, I don't.
And that was a really good one. But this one, really like this.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.